Becky Lynch is
the new Women's World Champion
after a Battle Royal win on Monday Night Raw, and fans are in a complete outrage.
That is pure chaos, and it's about to get a whole lot more chaotic.
Becky Hogan was trending on Twitter. Fans were requesting that they wanted a new character, a new star born. It was an opportunity to create a moment for someone new other than a previous top talent. And well, fans are just not happy about this Becky Lynch win. In this video, we are talking about Becky Lynch winning the WWE Women's World Championship on Monday Night Raw and the real reason as to why WWE chose her to be the one to take the ball and run while Rhea Ripley is out with injury. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of what happened to Rhea Ripley, she suffered a shoulder injury a few weeks ago on Monday Night Raw. And well, she had to vacate the Women's World Championship. She'll be out maybe 3 to 5 months, hopefully back in time for SummerSlam. But in the meantime, WWE needed to crown a new Women's World Champion. A Battle Royal was put into play for that to happen. 14 or 15 WWE superstars from the Monday Night Raw Women's Division all gathered into the ring, and well, only one was victorious. Spoiler alert! The man, Becky Lynch, won that Battle Royal, and she's the new WWE Women's World Champion. Now, Becky Lynch being one of the biggest baby faces in WWE's, well, new era, we should say. But fans are in a complete outrage. They're raging on Twitter. They're raging on Instagram. Fans are just not happy with the decision to have Becky Lynch become a seven-time Women's Champion in WWE. And, well, it's starting to trickle out into a whole social media war. If you haven't seen it already on Twitter, people are calling her Becky Hogan. They're comparing her to other top stars who held the spotlight for years, like a John Cena or a Rock. But realistically, was this the right choice? Because, well, Becky Lynch was the last contender for the Women's World Championship before Becky Lynch, or before Rhea Ripley went down with injury. But before we go any further, welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to the Angle Podcast. As always, I am your host, Joey Carney. And if you are a returning subscriber, I always welcome you back with open arms. Welcome back to the channel. Another great video for you is right here. If you are a new subscriber or a new viewer and you haven't yet hit that subscribe button, I hope by the end of this video, you Superman punch that subscribe button. Join the family here on YouTube. The IWC community on YouTube is big and strong. And I hope by the end of this video, you join my little circle here on YouTube. And we continue to grow and evolve in the pro wrestling, well, world. Now, if you continue watching this video, I'll be dropping some major info regarding my latest giveaway where you can win, well, 4 free months of Peacock. I've updated it from last month, so now you'll be able to get Backlash, Money in the Bank, all the different WWE PLEs leading up to the biggest party of the summer, SummerSlam. Like I said, I'll be dropping that info in just a little while, so stay tuned, keep watching the video, and you'll get all that info. Everything we're talking about here, you'll be able to watch it for free. Now, the real reason why Becky Lynch is your new WWE Women's World Champion? Well, it's quite a simple answer, and it's because WWE trust her enough to pick up the ball and run with it until Rhea Ripley is able to compete. Now, fans are complaining, oh, why didn't Liv Morgan get it? Why didn't another star get it to help develop her? Nia Jax, for example. I was huge on Nia Jax winning this Battle Royal to win the World Championship. But having Becky Lynch win actually makes sense, and here's why. Rhea Ripley, well, Becky Lynch won the Elimination Chamber match back in February to earn her shot at WrestleMania against Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. Becky Lynch lost that opportunity at WrestleMania because Rhea Ripley successfully defended that title against her. Weeks later, Rhea Ripley goes down with injury. Why not just continue that storyline until Rhea comes back? She'll beat Becky again for that title. No one gets hurt, meaning Liv Morgan's character doesn't get hurt. Nia's character doesn't get hurt. Meaning, when I say doesn't get hurt, meaning doesn't have to take a pin, doesn't have to take a loss and lose a title. Becky Lynch is already elevated high enough that she can lose a title and still be the man, main event talent, Becky Lynch. So just to have Becky pick up the ball and go and defend that title, whether it's against Maxxine Dupri or Liv Morgan or Nia Jax, matches that she's already had outside of the Maxxine Dupri. Shout out to Becky, by the way, for this clip.
This is your first time fighting for a world championship, right? You go out there, you show everybody why it won't be your last.
Now, before we get wrapped up in this whole topic, let's put this situation in your real life. Let's talk about this happening at your job, for example. You're at work and your manager goes down. Your manager gets sick, can't come to work for a while, right? How do they put a temporary replacement manager in place? They're not going to just pick anybody out of the room. They're going to pick who's the most qualified to do that job well enough until the real manager comes back. That's in any industry, whether you're in sales, whether you're, just anybody in general. Let's generalize that idea. That's how the industry works. Now, in this case, Rhea Ripley, the champion, got injured. Who's the most qualified to pick the ball up quickly and keep it rolling so they don't lose momentum? That title doesn't lose momentum. The show doesn't lose momentum. Going into the next pay-per-view, all that momentum doesn't get lost. You put it on the most qualified person. And in this case, it was Becky Lynch. She was the last person to be in the ring with Rhea. So when Rhea does come back from that injury, you could just give another match to that rivalry, finish the story with Rhea beating Becky again. Rhea's back as the champion. Becky doesn't get hurt in any which way possible. Her character doesn't get hurt. And you continue on to the Liv Morgan story that they were building before Rhea got injured. I don't see this being a big deal. Now, if you were to put the title on Liv Morgan, you were to put the title on Nia Jax, you were to put the title on Natalya, anybody, Maxxine Dupri, anybody in that match, if you put the title on them, it's temporary because when Rhea Ripley comes back, she's beating them for that title. Anybody else would get buried if they were to lose that title to Rhea when she comes back. Becky is not getting buried. Becky's a big enough star. She's elevated high enough where she can take the loss and continue going at the normal speed she's used to. You put that title on Liv Morgan? You want Liv Morgan to take another loss since returning and then lose a title? It's going to push her down even more. So I don't understand why people are complaining, oh, this is an opportunity to build a character. No, this is an opportunity to give a character 15 minutes of fame and then get smashed when Rhea Ripley comes back. You're just burying another talent. Why not just give the title to Becky? Let her defend it once, twice, three times. We already know what she's going to do with that title because she did it in NXT when she was the NXT Women's Champion for that short period. So why not? And if anything, it just continues to build the resume of Becky Lynch. She is one of the greatest female wrestlers of all time. I don't care what your opinion is of her. She pushed boundaries. She helped elevate women's wrestling. She main evented, obviously not alone, but she's main evented WrestleMania, Becky Two Belts. She's done it all. And she's helped people along the way. Like you saw earlier, that clip of her kind of giving, you know, flowers to Maxxine Dupri for her efforts and kind of, you know, saying, put the work in and you'll get it back. Like she's there and she's elevating other women and she's helping and she's there to evolve women's wrestling. Not that anybody else isn't, but in this situation where you have to pivot very quickly, you put the title on the most qualified person on that roster. It was Becky Lynch. You know, if it was anybody else, if Charlotte Flair was here, people would be crying about that too. That, oh, Charlotte Flair, now she's a 17-time champion. the reason why they put things on Charlotte Flair when obviously she's injured right now, but if she wasn't injured, it would most likely go to someone like her because she is a top talent where they know that they can trust her enough to quickly pivot and take the ball and go until that champion comes back. She takes a loss. It's not going to hurt her character work. This is about long-term booking. This is about longevity. This is about creative. This is about storytelling. You put someone, who was in that match? Chelsea Green, for example. A lot of people on Twitter wanted Chelsea Green to win the title. Rhea comes back in a few months and beats Chelsea for that title. That's going to push down Chelsea Green. So, like I said, anybody else other than Becky who wins that title is going to get pushed down the chain when Rhea comes back. And then fans will do the same thing. They'll outrage about that champion being buried. So it just made sense to put the title on Becky. Now, I had put out a tweet regarding this, and I said that fans the part of the IWC who are hating on Becky Lynch for winning, hating on WWE for having Becky Lynch be the one to win the title, it just shows how unappreciative fans are of Becky Lynch, because we're seeing it now with superstars like John Cena and even Roman Reigns. We hate them. We hate on them when they're here, but when they go away and they retire, now they're the GOAT. Now we miss them. Now we want them back. Now we cheer for them because we're unappreciative of the time that we have them in real time. So it's just fans who are unappreciative of Becky's efforts and attributes to pro wrestling, because real fans would acknowledge the idea that she's helping the business by taking the ball and pushing it forward, holding it going until Rhea comes back. So I don't understand why fans are hating. I gotta give props to huge Becky Lynch fans, but not just Becky Lynch fans, people who are just positive lights on social media. People like Stephanie Hypes. If you're not following her, she's a huge, I would say, influencer for positivity on Twitter, X, but also for women's wrestling and Becky Lynch. Another one would be DS. If you haven't heard of DS, ring the bell. Huge YouTube channel about pro wrestling and women's wrestling. Always pushing and elevating women's wrestling. These are some pages you guys should be following, whether on TikTok, YouTube, whatever, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can find them. Go follow them, because we need more people like them in the IWC, in the wrestling community, because we can use some more positivity, especially in this situation with people hating on Becky Lynch. We need more positivity, more light in the pro wrestling realm. Now you've made it to the end of this video. Kudos to you to get through all my yapping about Becky Lynch and the Women's World Championship and WWE and positivity and all the great people to follow. Yap, yap, yap away. I'm gonna give you all the information you need to know about how you can watch the next upcoming PLE Backlash in France for free. Get 4 free months of Peacock. It's quite simple. There's a link in the description of this video. Smash that link, tap it, click the link, go and subscribe, or not subscribe, go enter your information, your name, and your email. Most computers or any device you're on should automatically fill that info in for you. So all I have to do is click submit. Under 5 seconds to get entered into my giveaway. 4 free months of Peacock, watch Money in the Bank, Backlash, and even just go back in time and watch WrestleMania 40 and the Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber, all the great PLEs WWE puts on. But also, Peacock has so much more than that. They have shows like The Office, NBC shows all across the board. You could watch live programming. There is so much to watch. Peacock is one of my favorite streaming platforms that there is. So hit that link, go enter your info, get into the giveaway for 3 months of Peacock. I'll be announcing the winner in one of the upcoming videos. And yeah, go do that now. I want to thank you all for tuning in and watching another new episode of The Angle Podcast. I'm back, baby. I'm doing the podcast full time. I'll be doing episodes like this, big topics to talk about in the world of professional wrestling, but also I'll be doing interviews. And you can, if you follow me on TikTok and Instagram, which are my biggest platforms, they're exploding right now over 40,000 followers on TikTok, over 22,000+ on Instagram. Short form content is my new favorite thing. Topics, hot takes, all that stuff in between. Go follow and comment on there. I like to engage a lot on there. But if you're watching on YouTube, I appreciate you watching. If you are a returning subscriber, thank you for coming back. I appreciate you. Always welcome you with open arms. If you're a new subscriber, I hope by now you said, man, this is one of my favorite channels that I've newly discovered here on YouTube. I gotta smash that subscribe button to watch more. I gotta smash that subscribe button like the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns would if he were watching right now on YouTube. I want to thank you again for all tuning in. So much more to watch on this channel. So I don't know what you're still doing here. Go watch another video, and I'll see you in the next one.